From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Conciliatory words from the White House following Tuesday's election don't appear to be having much of an effect on the Senate's top Republican. Senator Mitch McConnell is urging lawmakers to undo the recently passed health care reform law. He also called for cuts in spending and smaller government. Speaking at the Heritage Foundation, McConnell called the election a clear referendum on the job done by the current administration.
Tuesday was indeed a referendum, not a choice. It was a report card on the administration and anyone who supported its agenda, plain and simple.
While Democrats held on to their majority in the Senate, they will be the minority in the House, and the party also lost a number of governorships. President Obama has invited House and Senate leaders to the White House later this month to talk about how to work together on key issues. According to an analysis of uncounted absentee ballots in Illinois, Democratic Governor Pat Quinn is expected to prevail over his Republican challenger in that race. The Associated Press reporting today, based on its numbers, State Senator Bill Brady will not be able to overcome Quinn's more than 19,000 vote lead. Brady has yet to concede, however. Authorities in Indonesia say more violent eruptions at a volcano there are sending residents fleeing. Mount Merapi began erupting last month, but the latest eruption appears to be even more violent, with at least 12 people killed and at least 50 others injured, many with severe burns. Haiti is making final preparations for the arrival of Tropical Storm Tomas. That system expected to hit part of the earthquake-ravaged country late this evening. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
President Rene Préval urged Haitians to heed government warnings and try to find solid shelters. But with more than a million people still homeless after the January earthquake, many people in the capital's numerous tent encampments say they have nowhere to go. Efforts to evacuate a huge government-sanctioned camp north of the city stalled as some people claimed officials were trying to evict them permanently. And the government announced it only had shelter space for less than a third of the residents. Health officials say the storm could also disrupt efforts to contain a cholera outbreak that's killed more than 400 people. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Chief Palestinian negotiator says the U.S. wants more time to try to relaunch direct peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat says U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell told him he needs two or three more weeks to work with the Israelis to relaunch talks. Erekat says the key is in Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands.
Now he's closed the door. I cannot get him. When he stops settlements, he would open the door and I will get him. And that's the truth. The choice is his. Settlements or peace. He cannot have both.
Direct talks broke down when a partial Israeli settlement moratorium expired. The U.S. has been encouraging Netanyahu to extend the moratorium. Netanyahu is due to visit the United States next week and is expected to meet Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. A federal appeals court has interrupted the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping case to rule on a defense motion. The trial will be moved out of Utah. According to a clerk, the proceedings are on hold, pending a ruling by a three-court appeals panel. The judge in the case interrupted opening statements before sending jurors home. Smart's mother and sister were in the courtroom. At issue is whether Brian David Mitchell, the man accused of snatching the 14-year-old Smart from her bedroom in 2002 and then sexually assaulting her over a nine-month period, can get a fair trial in Utah. Election day was not a good day for millionaires who use their own money to run for Congress. NPR's Peter Overby says results show that out of the 58 who ran, just 11 of them won.
Among the few winners are Senate candidates Republican Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, who put in $8 million, and Democrat Richard Blumenthal in Connecticut, who put in $2 million. The millionaires list compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics also includes seven new House Republicans, among them Scott Ridgel of Virginia and William Flores of Texas. Among those not coming to Washington, Republican Senate hopefuls Linda McMahon in Connecticut, Carly Fiorina in California, and John Racey in West Virginia. Also Democrat Jeff Green in Florida. The year's top spender didn't run for Congress. Meg Whitman spent $142 million in a bid for governor of California and lost decisively. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
A number of people filing first-time jobless claims took an unexpected bump up last week. The government says initial claims rose by 20,000 to 450,000. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 219 points to close at 11,434. The NASDAQ was up 37 points today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.